Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you've given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. David wrote this psalm at a time when he was in constant danger. King Saul was after him, and in human terms he was totally insecure. He'd been driven away from his home, knowing that at any moment he might be killed by the king or his soldiers. But in this dire situation, David learned where his true security was. He knew that God himself was his place of safety and his inheritance. Because of this, he could thank God that he was in a pleasant land and in possession of a wonderful inheritance. I wonder how you see your life at the moment. It may be that everything is looking secure and peaceful. David's experience of complete insecurity might seem a million miles away from your experience. But the truth is that life can change quickly, and we need to be sure where our true security lies. As Job said, "How frail is humanity, how short is life, how full of trouble. We blossom like a flower and then wither. Like a passing shadow, we quickly disappear." Whatever challenges we may face, it's important to keep our eyes fixed on the solid inheritance that we have. In his first letter, Peter wrote this, "We have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." Amid all the terrifying challenges of his life, David knew that he was secure. God wants us to go through life with exactly the same confidence. Now let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that your eternal inheritance is absolutely secure? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that our lives are entirely secure in your hands for time and for eternity. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.